sitting back in the back, I do not like that anymore.
Ray, he called me, I don't know when he needed it, but, did he call anybody else today, Ray?
I didn't hear from him.
I had a missed call from him, but he didn't leave a message, and I was working, so, wasn't sure what he wanted.
Do you think Ray and Bob kind of know about this, and go ahead and just cover this again?
We can cover this anytime, if you get six people, that's, or seven people, that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
So, VH is gonna show us some magical tricks to take a look at what's going on down in Cheyenne.
WAM revised their webpage, and with that revision, they've added this legislative tracking section. So you go to WAM's website, you go here, and you get this overview page, and, probably the simplest way to do this is, the colors aren't great, but that says the top bar is the bills they're supporting. So if you go there, you get this listing of bills and a little synopsis of what's going on, what it covers, who introduced it. It's a handy little guide too. It's much better than it used to be, what they used to have on this. And this is all House bills, the ones that are relevant to municipalities, and gives you some updates about if there's a committee meeting, what WAM action's taken. 113, Shelley testified at a committee on, at a hearing on this. So it's a good little tracking thing to see immediately what's going on. You can also go to the bills that are in red or opposed. These are the ones that WAM are opposing for some reason or another. You can go to the bills down here in this green color, the monitoring. These brown ones are yet they need to evaluate. And of course, you can go over and look by House bill, Senate bill, joint House, joint Senate. You know the bill number, you want to go there specifically. And lastly, you can just get all the House bills for their file that WAM is tracking, and you'll see the color coding of the position on the bills. So again, this is at the WAM website. Keep track of, you can see what's going on from the WAM perspective. There are a lot of bills. Has anybody seen the list of bills lately?
We're up to about 300, aren't we?
It's a monster. Let's see what it is this afternoon. Have a look. House bills are listed first, so House bills are up to. House bills are up to, they were in 140s earlier. I don't know. House bills are up to 169. Another, six joint bills. House bills have been joint. Senate bills are up to 98. We're still going, aren't we? 98 Senate files. And Senate's got five joint files. A lot of activity. WAM's hustling.
How much more is that out of the norm?
You know, I'm thinking this time during regular session, you're looking at 50 each, not a lot. So there's a lot. I could be off on that, but just this seems to be a banner year for activity. Anything else, Charlie?
Well, you know, I just want to encourage people to look at it and get on it. Just like any time you get on a website, you know, with a bunch bunch of choices, it's a little overwhelming at first, how does this work, but I just can't overstate just how important our comments can be in this process, and the impact that these legislative initiatives will have on us. What you will learn is that, if you don't know this already, is that our local reps really do rely upon us to be the voice of our community and to talk about how these things will impact Casper, and they listen, and they're interested. And so we all have opportunities to comment on these bills, and there is a select group of those 300 bills that will have a significant impact on Casper's future. And us paying attention to what goes on and commenting will hopefully help things go in the right direction for us. So everything is very much in flux, and they're under great stress right now with the school funding. And so decisions can be made, you know, in the moment that will have dramatic influence on us. And so please check it out, look at it, ask questions, comment, let's be participants rather than spectators.
Go ahead.
Bill's here, so that's good. If we want to get a hold of three or four members of the House and a couple of people from the Senate, and it's an issue that one of us as a citizen is concerned about and want to express it a certain way, as long as we leave the fact that we're not representing ourselves as the council or council member, how's that?
Madam Mayor, that would be correct. You can't appear on behalf of the council or make a ovation that you're the City Casper council person, that you're appearing just in your own individual capacity.
And maybe you just use one of our own private email addresses for that.
I would suggest so, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Otherwise, it could be perceived that you're speaking out for and on behalf of the council.
Yeah. And of course, these comments only go to WHAM. This is an internal document, but
you're talking about the House.
Right. So,
okay.
But same thing holds with the WHAM leadership, is they want to know how these things are coming across to us.
Another great thing about this website, if you do click on a particular bill that WHAM is supporting or maybe in opposition to, you can't actually leave a message on there on their message board. It's something that's not available to the public, but WHAM does review that. That's something they did go over. That's kind of a cool function of this website.
Other comments, questions? Anything else
that
you need to know?
No, just a quick primer, and the WHAM's got their site up and fully loaded and running.
Okay, how about questions on the agenda?
This is the screen for the comments.
Oh, gotcha.
I clicked on it.
On the agenda. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the one that we pulled on JBLC, I had forgotten, I don't remember what we had for a contingency on that project, and I don't think we mentioned it in the document.
Your Honor, we don't have a contingency account on professional services, so there is no contingency with the contract.
No, I mean on the contract for the construction.
Oh, geez, I don't know what the contingency would have been. I think the contract with 71 Construction was in the neighborhood of $275,000. It would have probably been in the neighborhood of $30,000.
So we're probably overall spending close to our contingency, including that.
The project, when it was initially bid, came in well under our estimate to begin with.
Yeah.
So budget-wise.
Okay. So overall budget-wise, we're still in the ballpark, is
the
first statement. Okay. Thank you.
Jesse.
Thanks, Mayor Humphrey. Just to clarify, Councilman Hopkins, it was $24,999 for the contingency of that. And then WLC estimated $374,000 for the project. So it, as Mr. Beamer did mention, it was well under.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions, comments, discussion on this one? Okay, you guys want to go around the table and see what's been shaken? Ray, we assigned you to 6 more boards. Sorry.
Perfect. Let me just get my schedule out.
And you have to buy lattes.
And lunch.
I prefer a mocha.
There you go.
Sugar-free vanilla with an extra shot, please.
All right, Bob, what's been shaken?
Okay, had an OYD meeting yesterday, and basically the first one of the new year, so we went over the construction project. It will hopefully be starting this spring on the Midwest, working from the center out towards the west, and everybody seemed to like that, and so I think they were pretty much okay, and we had a little discussion about our OYD awards that we're going to be giving away. It's a thing we've done, oh, I think probably 4 or 5 years, 8 years?
Yeah.
Okay, 10 years. We have a series of categories for people that do some work in OYD, from storefront upgrades to major construction. I think we've got 7 or 8 different categories. So we talked about people getting together in our next meeting. We're going to take a ride around and see what people have done, and then we'll be giving the OYD awards later in the year. So. And Liz does a nice job of getting them all together. She's a great artist. Mm. So.
And I promise I fixed that on my spreadsheet so you don't beat me.
So I think that's it.
Okay, Chris.
Went to the water plant for the first time today. And
riveting.
Yeah, well, it was provide information on all the upgrades and that kind of thing that need to go on. So. That's to be determined, but millions.
Did you guys get a tour of that yet?
Not yet.
Next month.
That's all.
Okay. Charlie.
Just to piggyback on Chris, the review of the operations of the plant, I think is what Chris is referring to, and that is more or less complete. So we did receive a bunch of recommendations. I guess the last time this was done in, what did they say, 1999, I think?
Yeah, late 90s.
So this is a pretty big deal that we're having a real serious look at the functioning of the systems and how well will the water treatment plant handle things as the population grows, what will our capacity be, what kind of upgrades need to be made to our infrastructure. And there will be some decisions made in there. They did identify some things that need to be addressed, and so that'll be the next step, is to look at priorities and how much will these things cost and how are we going to pay for them. So, we'll have some challenges that we'll have to be facing. So, and then the other report for me is the WAM convention last week, and well done. I didn't get to go to a lot of trainings because I was in meetings most of the time. So Jesse, you can report on the trainings you went to. I didn't really get to go to very much, but I did attend a review of the legislation that's been proposed on liquor licenses. Very interesting piece of legislation, all 4 of them, and then also went to a presentation from the liquor division. And the history of our liquor laws is fascinating, and how it goes back to prohibition and the different restrictions that were put in place and the different types of licenses that are put in place, and you know, I could go over that again at some time when we have a little more time. The board got through their meeting, elected officers. There's a real focus on trying to regionalize WAM's operations more effectively, since we're all spread out. And our region is Region 4, and we meet in Riverton 4 times, well, 2 times a year. And then there are 2 other meetings, one at the winter conference and one at the summer conference. The summer conference will be in Gillette, May 31st through June 2nd. Our bid to host the 2018 conference was not successful. I did not none of us realized that there is a tradition of not going back to the same location for a period of 5 years, which they didn't really tell us. And we hosted it in 2014. But it was a very impressive. Everybody loved the. In fact, we had the only one going into the meeting, but then three others arrived. So it will be in Pinedale in 2018. So that's how that all played out. I think that's all I really need to say right now. Obviously, WAM's going to be working very hard to make sure our funding is secured, and is monitoring a variety of these legislative proposals and supporting some and opposing others. And you can see on the website. One of the things I did ask them to do just before I finish is, on the website, when we oppose, I ask them to put a little statement saying, why does WAM oppose this, or why does WAM support this, so that we all know what the reason is. I think that's it.
Okay. Amanda?
I attended the Chamber Board meeting today, which was an abbreviated meeting because they were having their Christmas party at Backwards. I did clarify with them that all of ex officio members are voting members, and I provided our mayor with a copy of the bylaws that Gilda had given to me.
Good? Mm-hmm. Okay. Todd?
Yeah, I went to the same meeting with Charlie and Chris at the water treatment plant. Joint Powers Board, where nobody got waterboarded, which is nice. But yeah, there was so much information. I know for me and Chris, and it was a lot of information in about an hour and a half, and it was excellent. The individual, I can't think of his name, that presented a lot of the information did a great job, and I want to thank Councilman Powell for asking questions that I'm sure he knew the answer to, but I think he was doing it for my sake and maybe Councilman Walsh's sake too, which I appreciate that. And so that went really smooth. And they ordered enough pizza for probably the whole city, so if you guys are ever hungry on a Thursday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon.
So you guys are all water treatment plant certified operators now?
We are. We're completely ready to
run
the whole
that?
Thing.
You comfortable with
that?
Anything else?
Thanks.
Sean?
I missed the water board meeting today because I was at training all day. Did you guys elect officers?
Yes.
Okay. Which one was that?
You're president.
Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
I actually have two or three roles.
Awesome.
Charlie's the
treasurer?
I'm the secretary.
Secretary.
But I made sure there were no actual duties.
Right.
Yeah, he was pretty good about that.
But other than that, next week I'll have a Convention and Visitors Bureau meeting. That's it.
Jesse?
I attended, as Councilman Powell mentioned, the WAM Winter Workshop, which went really well. They went over just municipalities, governments, ethics and integrity, finances. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend all of them. Some of them happened at the same time. There was a budget cutting one that I thought was going to be really interesting. I think some of the slides are going to be available too for those that can attend. I think they're putting them on their website, which is something would be worth checking out for sure. Also went to some legislative committee meetings for the first time ever. I wish I could have stayed in Cheyenne longer. Those were really interesting. There were some local representatives representing local distilleries, and I thought that was great to see them down there and advocating for other distilleries. So that went really well. Thank you.
Sorry, it's a little late. Just trying to catch the first half of my son's basketball game. I don't have my scheduler with me, so I have all my things that I have done, but I met with Kenneen and VH last Friday for a little looking at the roadmap down the road and being able to share that. Trying to think what else meeting's coming up. Okay, I'll let you do that then. Otherwise, just been having meetings, getting comfortable in this role. So that's about it.
Okay. Let's see. Ray and I have commissioner tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Seven. You'll be there. We did have a great meeting with one of our concerned citizens groups, and we took a lot out of it, so we'll be able to compile some information and maybe present that to council here as soon as I can get it all typed and organized. And maybe a little late for mayor-manager lunch. I have to take somebody to the doctor. So I apologize if I'm late. We're still on for 10:30 Friday. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Next week, we have our work session. I have to be in Rock Springs Tuesday, Wednesday, so I may have to turn Ray loose to torture you all. Sorry, have to go for work. It's all you, man. I think that's it so far. So if you want to take a few minutes to get a refreshment, we'll sneak out there.
Yeah.
We're getting something else.
Is that your subtle way of asking me to do your makeup again?
Yeah.
Don't we have a...
No, I called Sean back too. I called Sean yesterday or today too, and he couldn't get back to me, so I'll catch up to him later.
You can stay, Charlie.